This is 5 Minute Friday!
Hi friends, this is Rob Bell, and it's 5 Minute Friday, and I'm an author, but more importantly, I'm a friend of Lewis Howes. Okay, so when I was 28, my wife and I and some friends started a church, and it got really, really big. And so it wasn't just a church, it was actually an organization. And as we all know, organizations and institutions, like, you have to have meetings because you have to run it. And no one told me how much time, if I started a church, I was going to end up spending in meetings. And so I remember one time I'm in a meeting, and I'm in a meeting with the key leaders, and we're doing vision, strategy, and budgets, and all the stuff you do in meetings. And maybe right now you're headed into work, and you're going to be sitting in a lot of meetings today, or maybe you've been in meetings all week, or maybe sometimes you feel like your life is a meeting interrupted by eat and sleep and stuff. So you know exactly what I'm talking about, meeting after meeting. One time I'm in a meeting, and the subject of the meeting is a bunch of the leaders say, you know, we each have our teams in the various areas of the work. And a couple of them said, I'd like it if some of my team members could come to this meeting, because this meeting was like for the very, very top leaders. But these top leaders were saying that they wanted some of their team meeting members to come to the meetings, because otherwise they would have that top meeting. Then they would have to go back and report to all their people what happened in the meeting among the top people. So there was an extensive discussion in that meeting about who should be in that meeting and who shouldn't be in that meeting. Then the next week, we have our follow-up meeting, and someone says, remember last week when we talked about this meeting and who should be in this meeting and who shouldn't be in this meeting? Well, I've been thinking about it, and I have some new thoughts. So then we had a bunch of time in that meeting talking about the meeting and who should be in the meeting and who should not be in the meeting. So we had another meeting about meetings. So after like 3 or 4 weeks of discussing this one main meeting and who should continue to be in this meeting and who shouldn't be in this meeting and who should be added to this meeting, I went to the guy who was in charge of those meetings, and I said to him, for a couple of weeks now, I've been sitting in a meeting where we talked about meetings, and all the, and I'm telling him, I don't want to sit in meetings talking about meetings. But as I say it, I realize that I'm in a meeting talking about the meeting. And something within me told me, this is not your path. So maybe you love meetings. Maybe you're doing some awesome work. Maybe you're part of an amazing team. Fantastic. But my truth here and the lesson here is this. Your life is talking to you. And you got to listen to your life. And you got to listen to your heart. And sometimes the thing that you're doing, it isn't your future. It isn't your best path. It isn't where things are headed for you. And it doesn't matter if everybody around you thinks you should be there. It doesn't matter if you're making lots of money. It doesn't matter if you're getting lots of accolades. If somewhere in your heart you know this is not it. You know, like Jesus said, you can gain the world and lose your soul in the process. So for some people, going to meetings all the time is awesome. I love it. Thank you for going to meetings so that things will be awesome for the rest of us. But for some of you, maybe you're about to head into a job and something deep in your soul keeps telling you, there's more. There's more. Here's my word for you. Don't settle. Don't settle. Listen to your life. Listen to your heart. It's talking to you. Listen to that voice, because life is too short to sit in meetings about meetings about meetings. Grace and peace, everyone.